So that's why you need to write down the dog. Go ahead.
Square.
King.
Right. Oh. Go ahead. I'm a Rava. I just want to point out that the Rashbam says that why didn't he say all these things together? You know, all the things are Ein Sarach Omer Ksuv. Why didn't he say it? So Rashbam says, because Rava didn't hear to offer him Nachon in one day. So he said it a separate case. He could have said everything Ein Sarach Omer Ksuv. It's all right. Yeah, don't worry about it. Okay, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Vaiti, yeah, go ahead. Right, what's the case? Right. Right. Yeah, we know the guy wanted to get it done quickly. You know he was interested in doing it, so stam kinyan tziv omen. Okay. So we have this concept of, very interesting, we have this concept of Maisa Bezdin that Gemara introduces, Kiyum Shtaris is Bishlosha, and the Gemara Pilpos whether why Kinyan, the Gemara says Kinyan is not like a Maisa Bezdin, and the Gemara says you don't have to say Kasu because Stam Kinyan Ksiva Omer. Okay, let's begin Tosus there, Daniel. Go ahead. Kiyum Shtaris Bishlosha. Right, what are you going to have? Two signatures on the bottom that say it's good? That's like AMEPA. Go ahead, the Doma. Right, you say the two Adam in the body of the star above are kosher. How do you know that's kosher? It's AMEPA. Go ahead. Yeah. Right. So therefore, he says that it's when it's written when it's three, it's recognized with the rabbeizdin. Sheidu bifneim aksav yadam v'chshirim hashtar v'dovel l'psakdin. Yeah. Okay. So first thing let's point out is you see in the very bottom of that Tosis in brackets. Look at Tosis and Gittin. You look in Tosis and Gittin. Let's point out Tosis and Gittin says the whole thing's wrong. Okay. What do I mean the whole thing's wrong? Shmuel is the one who says Shnayim Shadano Dinam Din. Rav Nachman and Hamid Beis and Sanhedrin quote Shmuel, but who says that Rav Nachman himself personally holds like that? And Tosus there has a whole discussion about, the Gemara has a discussion about being Vapal Prusval. The Gemara has a machlokes, we need two or three machlokes or sheshes of Nachman. Rav Nachman there happens to hold, you need three. Okay? Rav Nachman holds, he happens to hold that you need three. And therefore, Tosus points out there that Rav Nachman himself personally denies Shmuel. Okay? So if you hold like Tosus and Gittin, this whole Tosus doesn't start. Okay? Let's just point that out. Okay? We're going to see, Biz Hashem, there's a Gemara in Bav Metzi at the end of the Tosus that he quotes that seems convincing that Rav Nachman personally doesn't hold like Shmuel. He was quoting Shmuel that Shaim Shadon Odinian did, but he himself doesn't hold like that. He holds in E3. So if you hold in E3, there's nothing to talk about. Right? Because the whole premise of our Tosus is that if Rav Nachman holds like Shmuel, that two's good, what do you do with Kiyum Shtaris? So Tosus answers Kiyum Shtaris is different. We're just pointing out from the very outset, Tosus get denies it, okay? And there is no Beferish Gemara in Shas. Not that I know 100%, but I don't think there's Beferish Gemara. Rav Nachman said he himself holds two Shnayim Shadon Adinim. He quotes Shmuel. Who says he holds like Shmuel? Okay. Very excellent. Okay, now I want to point out also as follows. And this is very critical. Do you remember yesterday we discussed in the Shitas HaTosvos the following? And that is that why is it, Daniel, that we said in the Tosus above, that Tosus that we did yesterday, when we talked about Kiyum Shtaris, Tosus pointed out, Kiyum Shtaris, you don't need their permission to write it down. Why not? What was Tosus' reasoning? Kol Maisa Bezin Nechtav Shelo Bertzon Achayev, right? If it's a Maisa Bezin, you don't need the permission of the litigant. No? That's what Tosus pointed out, the previous Tosus. So what's very interesting is that Tosus says you need three, that it should be Nikar, that what? That they're a Bezin, right? And that it shouldn't look like AMEPA. That's what our Tosus said. What did the Tosus say above? The reason why there's no problem of MEP and Volumpik Savim is because it's a Maisa Bezin. But Lavach, you need to be recognizable that it's a basin, so it would look like the PM Peak Sovereign. In other words, why does Tosus need a new reasoning or maybe PA here? Tosus points out, what's Tosus say here? The reason why you need what? It has to be Nicker that it's a Bezdin, is that they're testifying in front of him, otherwise it's going to be a problem of what? You need to have three, otherwise it's going to be a problem of AVPA, right? Why didn't Tosus just say, Lamaisa, you need to have three, because why? You need to have three because why? To get out of the problem of what? MPM? Lomit Peak Sovereign. You follow what I'm saying? This is a very important Nakuda. Tosus pointed out on the top the reason why you need three, the reason why there's no problem in PM Lomit Peak because it's a Maisa Basin. Okay. Tosus points out here the reason why you need three is to get out of the problem of MPM. Lechura, there are two reasons here. What do you need the two reasons for? So this is very important. The reason why you need the two reasons is as follows. I want you to get this, is that when you need what? When you need to write down the henpek, there's a big difference. Earlier in the top Tosus, we were discussing Ksivas HaKiyum, that it has to be a Maisa Basin. Here, what are we talking about? Here we're talking about the Etzem Kiyum, the Kabbalah Seidus needs three. So what we're saying is that even if you assume Shnayim Shadano Dinam Din, you have to make sure it doesn't look like AMPA'd, okay? You have to make sure it doesn't look like AMP8. The Gemara has in Ksubis that we're going to get to, if three Dayanim sit down to Mekayim the Shtar and one of them die, right, you have to write B'mosav Tlas Adina, V'chad Le'sowi, and one of them is not there. Kedesh Nikar, the B'shas Kiyum, there were three. Let me ask you a question. In order to write down the Ksivas Akim, don't you need a Maisa Bezdin? How can you write it down? So the Nesivas and Simon Zion, Sifkot and Gimel writes, you learn from this Gemara that two guys that come from a Beis Din have a chalos of a Beis Din, since they were a chelik of a Beis Din of three. This is the chiddush that we want to bring out, okay? That's the chiddush we want to bring out to the Gemara. As long as you have two coming from three, it's labeled as a brand of what's labeled as a brand of a Beis Din. But again, we're pointing out that there are two reasons here. There are two reasons here. One is mipm, velo mip savam. That's number one. And number two is the din of what? Lomi PA. Okay? You shouldn't have AB PA. Okay? Now, what we're pointing out is that from that Gemara and Subis, the Nesiva says, is that as long as two come from three, that's enough of a what? Enough of a Chalos Beis, and they can write it down. Okay. Now, in general, there's five types of Kiyum Shtars. Today, we're only going to mention three. What are the three types of Kiyum Shtars that we have? Rashi actually... the three most famous are the Edim themselves testifying, Edim Atzman, Edim Acherim testifying about the what? Testifying about the signatures they recognize. And then you have what is called Hashva Shtaros, which is what? Which is Bezdin themselves comparing the two. The Bezdin themselves recognize the signatures because there's another document that sees that they have their signatures. Now this one is probably Mid Rabbanon. There's a Rabbeinu Avigdor that says once there's error, that requires Kiyum D'Oraisa. So the only two that will get the job done is these two. This would fulfill. Normally we say Kiyum Shtaros is the Rabbanim. But if there's an error, if there's a protest, right? If there's a protest, then you need Kiyum Shtaros D'Oraisa. So these two, whenever you need Kiyum Shtaros D'Oraisa, only these two will get the job done. This one is always the Rabbanim, okay? That's why Rav Yitzchak Goldberg Shlita wanted to point out Rashi getting on Daf Beis. Amar Aleph only on the Mishnah quotes two types of Kiyum Shtaros. He doesn't quote the third. Because maybe Rashi holds like a minimum of Vigdor that if there's an error, you require Kiyum D'Oraisa. And only the first two that Rashi mentions will accomplish that. That's what he wanted to be medayik from Shitas Rashi. But what I want to bring out is that this is very, very interesting regarding what? Regarding this concept, Lamaisa, of what we're dealing with is Mipi Evelon Piksavam and the issue of AMPA. And there's Mipi Evelon Piksavam is the issue of the Ksiva of the Psak, the Ksivas Psak. This is regarding what? The Kabbalah's Edus. You see, there are two different issues. You follow what I'm saying? When Basin's Mekaimet, they have to Mekabal Edus. So then it would look like an issue of AMPA, so you got to have a Basin to get out of that problem. Otherwise, like hearsay, AMPA is hearsay. One aid, you can't have an aid come in and say, I heard it from another aid. And the P of Lumbic Sub is an issue of the Ksivas Apsak. How is that possible? So if I have a Basin, it's fine. So there are two different issues. You follow what I'm saying? Now, this brings us to the following. It's interesting. The Sma and Simon Memvav Sifkat and Zion says the following Kiddush. In the first two situations, you need three for Kiyum. when they don't recognize. Any Kabbalah say this? They got out of the problem. They didn't What happens when the Edim are doing Hashva Ashtaris?
I want you to, how many Edim do you need? How many Dayanim do you need for Hashva Ashtaris? It's an amazing sheet. The Sma says for Hashva Ashtaris, Lo Tzarich Shloshim. Lo Tzarich Shloshim. You don't need three. That's an amazing Kiddush, the Sma says. The Shach says that's ridiculous. The Shach says you make a low plu.
All types of Kiyum Shtaris, you need always three. He argues in Sifkat and Vav. He brings a raya from the Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara says, Shloshish Yosh L'Kayim Sishtar. And one of them didn't know, two of them knew the signatures, and the third didn't. What do? The two guys, and you can sign, is the two are the two that are testify, the two that are makar, the one that's makar, they're made in fun of a chayson. So you see the two need the third guy. You follow what I'm saying? You see the two need the third guy. You see that even when you're makir, what? You have to what? You need a base in the three. Tzarich. Now, Al Pisfar, who would you hold like? Al Pisfar, I would have held like the small. If there's no requirement of Kabbalah Seder, if you're looking at comparing stars, why do I have to have what? Why should I have to have three? Right? Let's not assign it ourselves. Al Pisfar, I would have said like the small. So the pshat is as follows. The pshat is as follows. What you have to say is an interesting chiddush. And that chiddush will run as follows. That chiddush will run as follows. It could very well be that the reason why you have to have three is because why? Because you need a maisa bezdin to get out of the problem of pi'im v'lo and p'ksavim. The shach will say you need to have three sarich shlosha, because even when you're doing hashva shtars where there's no concept of kabbalah seis, you're going to need three because of what? You're going to need three because of what? Because in order to get out of a problem of pi'im v'lo and p'ksavim. You follow what I'm saying? And the truth of the matter is, it's Beferish in the Shidduk of Hashem, the Rabbeinu Yonah. He says Beferish, when they recognize, you still need three, the Rabbeinu Yonah says, because of Lo Plug. Rabbeinu Yonah says it Beferish. Rabbeinu Yonah says you need it based on Lo Plug. I want you to get down. He paskins like the Shach. So he says Beferish, you need it. He says Lo Plug. You're going to need to have Lo Plug. Plus the fact, Lamaisa, it's a problem. You don't want it to be a problem in PM Olympics of them. Okay? In order to write it down, Lamaisa, you need an issue of what. So what I'm bringing out to you is that there are two reasons that we had in the top Tosos yesterday and this Tosos. But they're dealing with two different issues. Mepiyim v'lo p'ksavim is dealing with the issue of writing the Ksivas Apsak. How is that okay? So I trump that by saying it's a Maisa Beisdin. It's not a problem of Edim right down there a Beisdin. But that's dealing with the Psak. The second issue, which what our Tosos brings up, is MEP is the issue of Kabbalah's Edis. So I'll give you a good litmus test. Let's say when you use Hashva Ashtaris, the third track, where you're not dealing with Kabbalah Seder, you're just Dayan and recognizing themselves. So I would say maybe what? You shouldn't need three. And the Sma Taka says like that. And I'll be smart, I understand that. Right? There's no problem with MEPA because you're not doing Kabbalah Seder. What are you worried about? Right? So theoretically, I shouldn't need three. So the Shach says you still need three based on that Gemara. But I'll be smart when it says like the Sma. But you can also say, number one, Lo Plug. Rabbeinu Yonah says you always need to have what? Lo Plug, you always need three, no matter what. Even my Ashvaris. But number two, there's a Svara also why you would need three when you're doing Ashva Ashtaris, because who gives you the right to write it down? Should be a Chisar in the PM Lom Ksum, but if you say it's a Beis and not Edim, then it's okay. So that's the Shtukal Torah, what I want to bring out. It's very important. And Nechos Moshe also says this Beferish very beautifully. He says, you know what? He says, I don't understand, he says. Lamaisa, you're worried about Edim EPA like the Rashbam. Rashbam said that. Didn't the Rashbam say that himself, Daniel? Mm-hmm. Edim EPA is an issue. He says Edim EPA is an issue only when you do what? When you have these two tracks. The Edim then sign themselves, they write the henpek. Or Edim Acherim testify in front of two guys. It'll look like Edim EPA. But when you're doing Hashva Ashtaris, when you do, and I would assume, I'm assuming that when they write the henpek, they actually say which type of what Kiyum Ashtaris they did. If they say the first two ways, that should be a problem in the APA. But if you do this way, Nachlas Moshe asks, what's the problem? So he points out this Rabbeinu Yonah. He says, Lo Plug. But we're pointing out more than Nachlas Moshe is saying from the Sefer Haaretz V'Tzion. It's not just Lo Plug, but it's to allow you to write it down. To allow you to write it down, to write the Psach. Why is it not a problem in P.M. Levitzel? But it's a Beisdin. So this is the Shtickel Torah I want to bring out. Okay? It's very, very important. I think it works very, very nicely regarding what? Regarding this thing. You follow what I'm saying? Okay, Rochapa Big Nafkamin. Joey, you got me? These are two different types of two, one and two are is Kabbalah Seidus. Three is Hashvah Ashtaris. There's no Kabbalah Seidus.
There's nothing to worry about.
There is something to worry about. How do you write it down? It's a problem in PM Lo and Piksava. That's how we want to combine the two, these two Tosafim.
It's not a steer in two Tosafim. The Tosafim are giving different reasons.
Okay, Daniel Vitrum Tosafim. Yeah, go ahead.
Can I
just ask a question? Yeah, go ahead.
Right.
That's the lashon of the Gemara, Lamaisa. Lamosif plus Avina, Venafak Star, it says, V'oso ploni uploni asidu chasimus yadayu. Seems like they say explicitly, yeah, it seems like when, I guess the formula of Ashvar Star would be different. They would write down that we recognize the signatures. I think you get the impression they do write down which one you're doing. Okay? All right, very good. And in the truth of the matter is also, I think what I said before highlights it, that these are two different tracks, because in the Rabbeinu Avigdor we said these two would accomplish Kiyum D'Oraisa if you need it. The third one doesn't. That speaks to that they're two different tracks. You follow me? One's dealing with Kabbalah's Eidus, one's dealing with an issue of what? Of the Ksiva, the Psak. So I think that highlights that, that they're two different areas. Okay, Viter now. Go ahead, Daniel.
The Hadam Rinam, the Paraphase, the Ksivas, Shlosha Shiyashu, the Kainas Ashtar, Mes Echabahan, Srikh, the Mechtav, the Motav Tlasa, Havino, the Chad, Le Savi.
Excellent. One of them is the Nifter, Rahman al Tlan. Go ahead, Vamar of Nachman. As long as you write Beidina, it's enough. You don't have to write down that one of them was Nifter. Go ahead. So Gemara says, I don't understand. Maybe we should be afraid that they only had two Dayanim. And how can you call them a Beis Din, right? Go ahead, Damar Shmuel. So the Gemara answers. Right, the Gemara says, no, we're caught like Rabbanan Debei Rav Ashi. Rabbanan Rav Ashi never would do that. So Gemara says, who says? Vidilma? Oh, period. So what's this kasha? We just got through saying that what Rav Nachman and Shmuel hold Shnayim Shadino Dineyam Din, right? Shnayim Shadino Dineyam Din. Kiyum Shtars is different. Kiyum Shtars is different because you need a what? You need, it's considered to get out. You need to get out of the problem of what? Of you need to get out of the problem either of the PM Olympics. Somewhere in our toss, you have to get out of the problem of the PA, right? I don't understand. The Gemara is saying the Pharisees did that Shmuel holds even by Kiyum Shtars. Maybe he holds what? Two, right? So what's Gemara's answer? Right, Chas v'Shalom, Shmuel never would say Kim Shtar Shishnayim, Ela what? Ela Hachi Pirusha.
Ela Hachi Pirusha, Udilma Rabbanan Debeir Ravashi, Sviru Lu Bekim Shtaros Kiddush Shmuel
Ba'al. Oh, maybe Rabbanan Ravashi would extend Shmuel's Psak of two even to Kim Shtaros, but Shmuel himself, Ava what?
Ava Shmuel
Matzi
Saber Shaper, Bekim Shtaros
Kishlosha. Ava Gav the what?
Ava Gav the Ba'al, Shtayim Shudan, Lu Dineyim Din.
Kamo? Excellent. Okay, good. So Shmuel and Rav Nachman stick to their guns. Kim Shtaros is special. But they didn't, but Rabbanan and Rashi would extend it. We should just point out, if you look in Ksuvas, the Gemara Taka answers that no. Even Rabbanan and Rashi told them to get three fellows. Ravashi told them to get three fellows. Rashi has a Yesh Omrim, then maybe Ravashi himself served on the Beis Din. Rashi says that can't be, because why would he say, you guys do it? Mashman that he didn't serve. But that's the Gemara's answer. But at least in the Havamina, Tosas is sticking to his guns. Let's finish up the Tyson side. Go ahead. Right, they had a partnership. Giura, no, Giura is from Kuf Mem Tes Amud Aleph. His conceptual Shalom B'Kedusha, right? And his lady was B'Kedusha, right? Rav Mari was his son, right? Rav Mari was his son. Rav Mari, all of Rashash, we can call him Rav Mari Bar Rachel. We always refer to him as Mother Rachel because Mother was Jewish, right? Rachel was Shmuel's daughter, was captured. And this fellow Giura lived with her. And then after he lived with her, she conceived, but then he converted before she gave birth. So that's why we don't refer to him, because his father really was is not related to him. Al pi halacha, biologically he's his father, but al pi din. So that's why I refer to Rav Mari as his Rav Mari Bar Rachel. Okay, we refer to Rav Mari as son Bar Rachel, not Rav Mari Bar Giura. Go ahead, Daniel. So Rav Safi had a partnership with him, and then all of a sudden he broke up the partnership in front of what? Two guys. Go ahead. So Mashma. Exactly. Bring me three guys you divided up in front of. Inami. Or either it's two of three, right? So in other words, three is a, or two of three. Or two of three.
But you see clearly you need three. So he's asking, which setup the Rav Nachman holds like Shmuel called Torah Kulu Shnayim Shadon Adiyandim, Kiyim Shtar is the one exception. And what do you see from here? You see the Rav Nachman holds you need three. Kasha. Now, I mentioned a few guys in Seder, why does Tos bring this Kasha in? Our topic is Kiyim Shtar. Who cares? So the Shari Tos makes a beautiful horror. And the horror is as follows. And this is why I think Tosfos and Gittin was motivated by, even though he doesn't quote it. Tosfos and Gittin says Rav Nachman personally holds three. Here's the Gemara. So what Tosfos is bringing, you're right, it has nothing to do with the topic of Kiyim Shtar. But it does. I'll tell you why. Because Tosfos' whole supposition is that Rav Nachman holds like Shmuel. There was no Gemara in Shas like that. Now you dug up a Gemara in Shas that says Rav Nachman said Beferish three, maybe lock, stock, and barrel. Rav Nachman what? Holds you need three in Kol HaTorah Kulo, even in Kiyim Shtar. And Shmuel holds two across the board. And that whole chiluk between Kiyim Shtar and Kol HaTorah Kulo goes out the window. That's why it's so germane to Tosfos. I think it's a beautiful aura. You follow what I'm saying? That whole chiluk between Kiyim Shtar and Kol HaTorah Kulo could go right out the window. You could say Rav Nachman holds three in Kol HaTorah Kulo and Shmuel holds two in Kol HaTorah Kulo. And then there's nothing to talk about. That's why, and I think that's what convinced, even though Tosfos and Gittin doesn't quote it, but I think that's what convinced Tosfos and Gittin to say Rav Nachman personally doesn't hold like that. But nonetheless, Tosfos gives a different terrace. Go ahead, Yesh Lomar. Excellent, Daniel. So in other words, not that he denies three, but over there he said in front of two, it looked like he was just making an Aiden. And if you would say it in front of three, then it looks like he's having a basin. But if you say Beferish, you two guys, I want you to be a basin, it would be good in a Hanami. So Tosfos keeps his theory. There's a difference in Kol HaTorah Kulo and Kiyim Shtar. Kol HaTorah Kulo, you need how many? Two. Rav Nachman Shmuel, Kiyim Shtar, you need three. Okay. Excellent, Daniel. But what I want you to get down to the Machlokes between our Tos and Tos and Gittin. What does Rav Nachman personally hold? Does he hold like Shmuel? Does he not hold like Shmuel? Our Tos says he holds like Shmuel. You just call the basin Kotsa. Basin Kotsa means a bidiyadi thing, but it still works. Okay, Tosin Gid says no, Rav Nachman quoted Shmuel, but he does not hold like it. Okay. There is a Ritvin Ksubis, and here with this, Bez Hashem, will begin the whole Mahalach. Okay, let's get the whole Mahalach. The Ritvin Ksubis is bothered by the Kasha of the Gemara Ksubis. What was the Kasha of the Gemara Ksubis? Maybe the Rabbanan or Ravashi hold like who? Hold like Shmuel. The Ritvin says that bothers me. Rabbanan Ravashi was the last generation of Meroim. We're embellishing it. Why would the Rabbanan Ravashi want to do something that's mechutzavtik? You know what I mean? Even though B'nei it's good, but it's still mechutzavtik. That's the Ritvin Ksubis. Ritvin Ksubis asked this kasha. Okay? Ritvin Ksubis asked this kasha. I mean, it's... The Ritvin Ksubis asked, he says, I don't understand. Why would the Rabbanan Ravashi want to what? Should have... I'm sorry. Yes, I didn't... Oh, we have over here. Let's see if they work. Oh. The Ritvin Ksubis, okay, Ritvin Ksubis says, why would you want to do l'chachila lama osim itzeh to be what? Lama osim itzeh chatzav. Why would you want to do chatzav? So, wouldn't they want to try to hold like Shmuel? Poshim Shah, wouldn't they want to try to hold like Shmuel? Poshim Shah. Let's see if one of these be stronger. It's a very good kasha. You think that they would want to be like Shmuel, right? Pashup shot, right? What would you say? So he gives two terutz, and I want you to get this. He says maybe they argue. They hold it's not mechutzavtik. It's one terutz. Lo sovrim shezeh mechutzav. Okay, interesting answer. Mechudish. But maybe you could say a second terutz, Arifa says. And this opens the door to the home halach. He says, when is it that something would be mechutzavtik? When is it that something is mechutzavtik? It's only going to be mechutzavtik in a situation where you needed three, because you're going to have to vote, and there's a requirement that it might be what? You don't want to have a deadlock, and you had the audacity to gamble with two. What happens if there be a deadlock? But in a situation where there's no maso matan, like Kiyim Shtar, then l'charchila two is good. Oh, this is a chiluk the Ritva gives, and the Rav has a whole mahalach that we have to develop based on this Ritva. You follow me? The second theory is Masu Matan Zechutzpah. Masu matan ze chutzpu. Okay? Akim staris, achim kim staris, where there's no masu matan, ain masu matan, the din is ain chutzpu, ain chutzpu. So that's a very big issue. Of course you hold like Shmuel, Rabban Rir Rabash. But you only say based on the chutzpah in a situation where they're going to vote, and we have the audacity to have two, maybe you'll get in a deadlock. But where there's no masa mata, there's nothing to pilfer about. So two would be acceptable. Oh. The Rav Zatzal wrote and said over that he felt that there are two tracks anytime based on meets. Sometimes they paskin, and sometimes only their presence alone is needed. And that's exactly what the Rav is saying in the second teretz. Okay? Psak or Maisa Bezdin? For example, this clearly can be seen in two Tosas and Mesechus Yevomis that I want you to see. We don't have the Shas in here, but Akufalaf and Aleph and Yevomis, the Gemara says, Machlekes Tanoim, how many people you need for Chalitza? Three or five. What's the marker? The marker says you're two Dayanim from Sukkim. Mosifin or Echad, because you can't have a Bezdin Shaka. Bezdin Shaka Joy means you can't have an even Bezdin. So you have to have three. Tosas says, what do you have to have three for? They're not Paskin. So what's the issue? All you need is their presence by Chalitza. So Tosas asked this Kasha. So Tosas Yevamos, one Teretz says, oh, they do Paskin. There are a lot of Machlokisim in the Mishnayos. He stands on his head to say, every time Bezdin convenes a Chalitza, they're Paskin like one day in Tanoim. There's a lot of Machlokisim in the Mishnayos. So we call that a Psak. Bless you, Michael. And then he says, what about par? Smichas par. For the par helim dover shul tzibur, if Bezin makes a mistake and Rov Klai Yisrael follows your mistake, Bezin has to bring a par helim dover shul tzibur. You have to lean on it. The Gemara says that needs a Bezin. What do you need a Bezin for? Three. There's no machlaikas. Tosh says, yes. Smicha b'chol kolkol. He stands on his head to that degree. But theoretically, what do you see from the first third of Tosos? That if there would be no what? Decision to be made, if it's purely a maisa Bezin, then what? Lot sarich. Maisa Bezin, lot sarich shakol. It could be even an even number. Lotzarich based on shakum, meaning to say that. Lotzarich shakum means you don't need the chisar of shakum. And it could be even an even number. Then Tosin the second verse says, no. Anytime you have a basin, the ingredient of a basin is what? You need three. If it's not an odd number, it's not a basin. That's Tosin the second verse. So I'm saying what you see from that second verse is kol basin, sarich what? Sarich shaloh yeh shakum. Okay? Shaloh yeh shakum. Okay, we should write that here. Lotzarich shaloh yeh shakum, so you don't get confused. Okay, so Tosin, those two territories is fighting on this issue. So what I want to bring out is, now I just want, this whole Ritva was in the Havamin of the Gemara. We said the Maskan of the Gemara was that Rav Ashi told him to get three. It was in the Havamin. How could you say Rabban Rav Ashi would purport and hold like Shmuel? They would go, they would say Chatzah? Yes. Either they held it wasn't Chatzah, did it too? Or number two, you say, yes, of course they hold it's Chatzah. Only when there's a issue that they have to iron out and vote, that's chutzpah. But if there's no masamat, no problem. That's saying that shtickle Torah can be seen in these two days in Tosin Yevamos. In these 2 days in Tosin, and the Rav Zatzal said that you have to be able to test every time Beis Din is convening. Are they paskening or is their presence alone needed? One nafkamina will be what? Do you need a what? Do you need an odd number? Maybe you don't need an odd number when their presence alone is needed. That's what you see from Tosin Yevamos. And that's what you see the Feirish in this Ritva. Now, even though the Ritva was only commenting on the Havim, the Ritva says there's a Feirish. That the Gemara was saying that two Frakim stars suffices. Why? Because there's no what? The presence alone is needed. There's no Masa Matin. It's Mamish in the Ritva. This is the Kotar that the Rav said. We're combining that with the Tais and the Bums. Daniel, you follow what I'm saying?
But only according to the first answer.
Second answer of the Ritva.
No, the first answer
of Tosus and Bums. Yeah, okay, absolutely. First Tosin Yevamos, the second Teretz of Tosin Yevamos says no, any type of configuration of Bezin requires it. Okay? But you see Beferish that we're developing this. This notion that it depends what they're doing. Okay? Depends what they're doing. Now, let's take this a step further. There's a very big machlokes between the Rambam and Tosus, the Rav Zatzal, which everybody has in the Sefer Kutsha Smicha, what the purpose of Smicha is all about. The Rambam has Smicha, getting Smicha. Rambam says that smicha is nesinus rishus to paskin, rishus lifsog. Okay, Rambam says it's the permission to paskin. Just like a doctor needs a medical license, it's reshus to paskin. Okay? That's why the Rambam says, and we can prove this in the Rambam. I want you to get this, okay? We can prove this in the Rambam. How do you prove this in the Rambam? How do you prove this in the Rambam? Because number one, the Rambam says for ksomen, you need to have smicha. For taras mishpacha, you never ask shavas of taras mishpacha to a beis, and you go to an individual rav. He says you need smicha. Because the Rambam holds smicha as a license to paskin. Right? Number two, the Rambam says, very interestingly, the Rambam says by the halacha of what? The halacha of giving smicha. The Mishnah says you need to give the Rav Tatam in front of a basin. The Rambam says only one of the three needs smicha. Rambam says only one of the three needs smicha. Why only one of the three? The Brisker Rav says monoshach. Either all three should require none of them. What's the answer? Are they paskining in that context? When the Rav gives smicha to his Tama, they're not paskining. Their presence alone is needed. So why should you need smicha? See, that chiluk comes up again.
Why they need smicha?
Why do you need one? Because you got to keep the chain going from Moshe Rabbeinu on down. So when it's been conferred the smicha, you need to have one of the three. They don't have to have the smicha. That fits very beautifully, right? Okay. What about, let's say, regarding our issue, geiris? The Rambam in Suri Bia Pirkei Gimel never requires smicha. Had yoto suffices. Why? Because in geiris they're not paskining. You see this chiluk that we're building up? What about haldos v'alvos? Haldos v'alvos. The Rambam says yachad nami's kosher. One guy's good, but the Orsenech says the Rambam holds like Rabbeinu Chananel. He needs to have smicha. Haldos v'alvos. Haldos v'alvos. You need to have one. That guy needs to have smicha because they're paskinim l'maisa, right? They're paskinim. If you're paskinim, you need to have smicha. When you're paskinim, then you need to have smicha. So you see. The Rav built up this theory in the Rambam that there's a difference between what? There's a difference between paskening and their presence alone is needed. You see that very clearly. Again, ksomim, they're paskening. Don't do the basin, you need smicha. Smicha, that's a basin. So why don't all three need? Because they're not paskening. Geiris, they're not paskening. You don't need smicha. Hodos vavos, they are paskening. You need smicha. Tzarich based, right? Tzarich smicha. Because they're paskin. This is chiluk between a maaseh based in and what? And a psak. That's exactly what the Ritva here is driving at. That's what the Ritva is driving at. You know what? The Rabbanan Rashi in the Hachamina, at least at that point of the Gemara, held you're not a chatzif. That's one answer. Second answer is, of course, chatzif. But when are you a chatzif? When you have to paskin and then you have two. You're risking being in a deadlock. Then you're a chatzif. But if you're a maaseh based in, what's wrong with being two? Kiyum Shtar is classical maaseh based in. Okay? Now, I want to bring out, it's interesting, this whole mahalaf that we're building up, the truth is our Tosas is kind of the flip of that. Because what is our Tosas Shita? That Rav Nachman and Shmuel and Kol HaTorah Kula hold what? In our Tosas, two, even when you have to paskin. Only by Kim Shtaris is it, you constrict the pigeonhole it, that's the one exception you need three. That's because it's a Maisa Bezdin in quotes, Maisa Bezdin in quotes, real big letters. Either you have to get rid of the problem of PM won't pick up, or you have to get rid of the problem of ADPA. But you hear what I'm saying? I'm saying it's kind of like the flip side, because we're building up anytime there's a horah, of course you need the F3. Anytime you need a Maizeh Bezdin, maybe you shouldn't need three. You understand what I'm saying? Our toast is saying pum fakert. There's a Maizeh Bezdin, Kim Shars, a Maizeh Bezdin, you need three. Everywhere else, even Psak is two, Rav Nachman Shmuel. You hear what I'm saying? So I'm saying that just speaks volumes about the issue of Kim Shars is special, either because of the PM one picks of them, or the issue of ADPA, then that's why, even though in Kol HaTorah Kula, I'll hold that two suffices, but a Kim Shars, I'm going to say you need three. But we're building up the possibility to say that Kim Shars only needs two, and their Namechut Sofim is based on this Chiluk Tin Maisa based in Hora. That's the Chiddush that we want to point out with this written. Okay? All right, let's take this even a step further. Let's take this even a step further. We all know, based on the Gemara Baba Kama and Pei Chesem and Afetet Vav and Aleph, that women are posel eis. The Farish in the Gemara, women are posel eis. There's no doubt about that. Women are posel eis. What about for Dayanus? That's a very interesting question. Tosos in the Sechas needed that I gave you was Nunam Ra'uf. Tosos in Shavuos also holds that a woman is postulatus. The Ran in Gittin also holds she's postulatus. Tosos in Gittin also holds Adap Peches. Rov Rishon say a woman's postulatus. There's one Tosos in Baba Kama on Tetvavim and Aleph. The Rishash points out the Tosos. You read it closely. Tosos in Baba Kama says a Isha is Ksheira with Dayanus. Amazing. Very big Chiddush. There's a Rishon that says a woman is Ksheira with Dayanus. Amazing Chiddush. Woman is Ksheira with Dayanus. Postulatus Ksheira with Dayanus. What's this Raya? Dvora. Right? Aishas Lapidus. Right? She was a dying. We paskin, as I said, like Rov Rishon, Shulchan Aruch, I think it's Simon Zion Sifbeis, and Choshim Mishpat, that a woman is Pasul Adayanus. What do you do the way we paskin? How do you get out of the Raya Dvora? So you could say one of three things. Number one, you could say it was, she only said Shiru. Lohai said dying. She really never was a dying, she just said Shiru. That's number one. Number two, you could say it's Hara Shah. Hashem made one exception in history that a woman is Kshir L'dayanis. So Hara Shah. This is what the Ran says. Or number three, you could say that it was Kiblo Lai. I mean, every time she donned the Din Torah, the two litigants, like the third pair of Sanhedrin, made a kinyan and said, we're being machshir what this woman to be our dying. Okay? That's called Kiblo Lai. You can do that. You can machshir your father, you can machshir a Rosh, you can machshir a Krovin. You set up an ad hoc type of configuration of a basic called Kiblu Alai. Every time she sat on the dentar, it was Kiblu Alai. Okay? So there's three different possibilities we're suggesting as to how to shlug it up, and it's very important because, again, as I said, we pass in a woman's psul. Okay. So Rebbe Ganek has in his Sefer, very interesting. He says, I don't understand. This sheet of Tosin and Baba Kama, that a woman is shared to be a dying. Two kashas we could ask on this. Number one, the Gemara says in Gittin Beferish and Hamid Beis, in what context? Regarding the Fanei Nechtam, you have to say it over to Shliach. If there's a get delivered from over Medina Sayyam, he has to bring the get to Eretz Yisrael where the woman lives. The Mishnah in the Gittin in the beginning requires him to say the Fanei Nechtam, before me was written, before me was signed. He has to say that in front of a Beis. Now the Gemara in Gittin and Hamid Beis has two shitas in Amoraim. Is that in front of two or in front of three? So the Gemara has a line there that the shita that says that you have to give it in front of three is because we're afraid that the woman who is a shliach, who's bringing the get, will end up being one of the dayan. And that's horrible because a woman's pasul adayanus. So the Gemara of the Pharisees, black and white, this is a woman's pasul adayanus. Gittin and Hamid Beis. So how can you say a woman's chair of the dayanus? That's the first kasha. What do you do with the Gemara Gittin, the Dafayim and Beis, that says Beferish black on white, that a woman is possible to be honest? Beferish Gemara. Very strong kasha. Yeah? Number two, he points out in his Sefer Rebbe Ganek, on Sanhedrin. Says the Gemara has, I believe it's in Sanhedrin, in Zionim and Beis on the top, says Beferish, that for purposes of Sheva Mitzvah Noach, a woman is possible to be honest. A woman is not acceptable. A woman is pasul dayanus. More in Sanhedrin. Isha's psul. Now, that's a bit bizarre. You mean for B'tshivas b'nei Noach, a woman's pasul dayanus, and you have a sheet in Rishonim that says, for Dini Yisrael, a woman's ksheira? Lake immediately Yisrael, shari lakum aser, right? There's no category to go in Sanhedrin and Tesoras. That for Jews, it's mutter, for goyim, it's aser, right? By Isurim, this is psulim would be like an iser. Right? Tosis asks, what do you, Talmud Torah, Shabbos, those are mitzvahs, Tosis answer. I'm talking about Isurim. There's no category, right? It's one of the swars why gambling is awesome, Shekel said. Fine non-Jews look down upon gambling. You're going to say, all Ishtigal Torah, that gambling's okay, based on what we have in our Makairas. If a fine non-Jews look down upon it, they hold it's awesome, we hold it's mutter, it's not shaykh. There's other reasons why it's awesome. We've discussed it at great length at times, why all types of gambling is prohibited. Apialochin. So therefore, back to the two kashas. How is it shayach that you have a woman that is Sheril and Dayanis, according to that sheet, doesn't work against all the Rishonim, but it's against the Gemara Gittin, it's against the Gemara Sanhedrin. How do you get out of it? Oh. So, one way to get out of it to get out of the Gemara in Gittin is that there's a different girsa over there. Okay? If you look at the Tosas Rid and the Rif's girsa, both the Tosas Rid and the Rif have a girsa that states as follows. We're worried about the woman herself bringing her own get, which is possible. There is cases the Mishnah has a woman can bring her own get, and we're afraid that she's going to become the dayan, and she's pasal atz bal dover. But not outs what? Not outs, she's pasal atz bal dover being a dayan, but not pasal atz the fact that she's a woman. So if you have the gears of the Tosis Rid in the Rif, that Gemara and Gittin will fall right away. Okay, it's a bit of a chiddush. As I said, you look in the Tosis there, I didn't say it, but Tosis Nehemiah Bey says, Gardas for a bit of time. So the Mara shows, what do you mean Gardas for a bit of time? He's coming to exclude the gears of who? He's coming to exclude the gears of, he's coming to exclude the gears of, coming to exclude the girsa of the Tosas Rid and the Rif. Okay? He says, Kakars Rabbeinu Tam. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, you talk have a woman that is going to be a dayan, she's talk a puzzle. Okay. But Lamaisa, we could get out of that with that girsa. But Rav Ganek has a different shot. Let's get the shtickle. He says, what is the function of Beis Din when the Fanenechtim is presented? Are they paskening or are they just their presence alone is needed? Which one is it? Is it psak? Or is it considered to be what? Is it considered to be Maisa Bezdin? What would you say? So Rabbi Ganek says, it's certainly what? Maisa Bezdin, not Paskening. Now let me ask you. There's a concept in Halacha called Sroor. What is Sroor? Sroor means what? Sroor means authority. The Rambam writes in Perek Aleph Halacha Hei in Hilchos Malachim that a woman cannot be the king of the Jewish people. The Sifri says, Melech v'lo Malkin, and the Rambam expands that, V'chein l'shar mesimus. V'chein l'shar mesimon. Other appointments, other positions of authority a woman cannot have. That's what Moshe writes in the Tshuvas, that a woman cannot be a president of a shul. Okay? Even though he points out that it's against Rashi and the Chinuch, that Rashi and the Chinuch limited only to the position of a melech, but Moshe says you should be machmir for the Rambam. He had a shiloh, there was a Rav that was niftu, had a heksher, and they asked him, could his Rebbetzin get the money for the heksher? He said, no problem, she should get the money. She needs it for her parnasa. But another Rav should sign the heksher, because a woman shouldn't sign it. That would be sror. Okay? So, this is where Rabbi Ganek posits, and I think it's very mistaken. Of the two tracks, which do you think is more srara? Psak or Maisa Bezdin? Which is more of an issue of authority, of being given the covenant? He says not that way, and I thought that way too, Michael, because if a person's talented, the man or woman, why shouldn't they be able to paskin? But if all you're doing is just standing there and overseeing something, in their presence alone, that's purely srara. You follow me? That's what he wants to say. You know what I'm saying? Someone failed, it's not an issue of swara. I mean, you know the information. You know the material. Paskin off, you know? Whereas an issue of purely swara, then one could suggest what? That it's an issue of what? It's an issue of a maize beizdin, and an issue of swara, and therefore a woman's out of that. So the Ron would say in Gittin, Baba Kama, that said a woman's carol of Dionysus, he'll say only meant regarding paskining. Don't ask me a kasha from Gemara and Gittin and Daf what? The Gemara and Gittin and Daf Haman base. Even if you don't have the gears of what? Tosas Rid in the Rif. Have the regular gears. So she's possible to be a dad. That's only possible in the context and the track of being a Maisa Bezdin. In a Maisa Bezdin, that swar, a woman is out of that. But if it's regarding Psak and she knows she's talented like Lavora, why not? Okay? The Mela, you could also answer the second kasha. What was the second kasha? Second kasha was that we suggested that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that a woman is off the on the books, Pasul Shev Mitzvah Ninoch. And for Dini Yisrael, she's okay. According to one sheet, three shon, Lake Yimit Yisrael, Shara Lakam Aser. How could it be? Us or Pasul, same thing. So here you could suggest as follows. Every one of the Shev Mitzvah Ninoch, what is the issue? When you talk about the Shev Mitzvah Ninoch, what is the issue? Dinei Nefashos. That's what it is. If you think about it, every one of the Shemitz Beninoch, at least the six of the seven, right? What are the seven? Six are you can't murder, can't steal, can't do idolatry, can't do gilead rias, right? Can't take God's name in vain, can't eat a live limb. Yes? I think we mentioned the six negative. I don't think we missed one, right? And the seventh one is to set up a court system. Now the six negative, you definitely chayv misa. And the seventh one, that's a big machloikis. Big machloikis whether you can be chayv misa on this earth. Maybe only chayv misa in Shamayim. Right? That's the Ramban al Torah in Parshas Vayishlach. Right? What does the Rambam write? That Shimon and Levi knocked off the whole city because they did not judge on their prince Shechem. They were all chayv misa. Right? That's what, they're all chayv misa. So the Ramban asks in the Rambam, so why did Yaakov chastise them? Right? That's why the Ramban himself argues and says the reason why he knocked off the whole city because they're all Ratzchanim, Gili Arayis. How do you answer that kash on the Rambam though? So the Chassam Sofer writes as follows. He got angry with them because you only chayv misa in Shamayim for the Shem Mitzvah, for the seventh positive one. You only chayv misa in Shamayim. They had no right to take matters in their own hands. That's why he got upset at them. The Ramban himself says each one of the members of the city were Avodah Zarah, Gili Arayis, Shvichas Domin, right? They were all what? They were all chayv misa themselves. So the Ramban asks himself, so why did Yaakov get angry at them? So he gives three terutzim. Number one, they weren't the Dayanim of that region. Number two, he didn't give them the opportunity to do tshuva. And number three, he didn't give them the opportunity to be megayer. Gershon Yisgar Kekon Shenoladom. That second answer, Rabaran Tzatzal developed. Rabaran Tzatzal developed about the death penalty. Death penalty is a double-edged sword. Death penalty, when you execute a murder, you can fulfill the mitzvah Shevet Zvenei Noach this day and age. But if the guy rehabilitated himself, and he can come back to society and contribute, then the chiv misa is paka. You see that from the Ramban. So that's why I say the double-edged sword. So what emerges is that it could very well be, this is what I want you to get, that since every one of the Shevet Zvenei Noach, at least the sixth, let's say, are dini nefashos, listen, if you're deciding on a guy's life, ein lecha svara gadola mizu, even though you might be paskening, I agree with you. Usually psak does not have the element of svara. But if the psak incorporates what? If the psak incorporates what? Taking guy's life, then clearly that's an element of what? Clearly that's an element of svara. And therefore, that's why the Gemara says, lock, stock, and barrel, by when it comes to Shem Mitzvah Noach, a woman is what? A woman is taka what puzzle? Because, you follow what I'm saying, Michael? Even though Dini Nefesh is psak, is this first track of psak, but what? But it's an element of svara because you're deciding on a guy's life. So anytime you discuss any element of svara, a woman is finished. She's puzzle. Whereas when you talk about psak for Dini Yisrael, that's not svara. And therefore, the Tosafot B'Makom is a woman be k'sheira. So what we've done with the Shtickle Torah is answer both the kashas. You follow what I'm saying? There's a fundamental distinction of Maisa Beis and Psak Beis Din. And the fundamental distinction is as follows. Is that by Psak, if you're talented enough, that's not Svarah. Maisa Beis, you're not doing anything, so automatically it's Svarah. So Beis Din, by fundamental, is Svarah. Woman's puzzle. The Tosafot is talking about Psak. And the case in Sanhedrin, where you execute all of them, granted, that might be psak, but there's an element of svara to it because you're deciding on their life. So therefore, a woman has a paka from that. Don't ask me a kasha lake immediately, so shari. You can't ask that kasha. Why can't you ask that kasha? Because the bottom line is that by Shem Tzvenoch, because Shem Tzvenoch, every chiv is a chiv misa, that's because of the rules and regulations of Shem Tzvenoch, that's automatic svara. It's kind of like Shabbos and Talmud Torah, right? They're mitzvahs. Also to here. Don't ask me a kasha like immediately. It's because of the rules of Shem Bnei Noach forces us to say a woman is psua. Theoretically, if you would have a case of Shem Bnei Noach, I don't know, give me something that would be a chiyuv misa for Shem Bnei Noach. There's a bunch of other cases in Sanhedrin. Let's say Sirus or Kishuv, right? Or Kavas Elon, right? Goyim are not allowed to graft. It's not chiyuv misa on it, but it's usur. There are a few dinim. Actually, Shmuel Mechafni has 30. Okay, but there's many dinim that over and above the shevins and goyim are usherin, but they're not chiyuv misa. So let's say harkavas eilim. What's the din? A dayan has to pask on grafting because a non-Jew making a nectarine, plum and a peach. What's the din? There is paskening. There's no element of srara. So I'm just saying a bit of a chiddush here. I don't know if that's true, but I want to say maybe in that case, based on Rabbi Ganach's Mahalach, maybe a woman would be ksheira. You follow me? Because that's a case where you're poskening, and there's no element of svara. You follow me? So based on our It's a little bit shvira, I agree with you, because the Gemara says black and white, the women are psulim, but it says shev minis b'nei noach. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you could dig up a case, it's not one of the sins b'nei noach. It's a chiddush niflu, what we're suggesting. You know what I'm saying? You could say that maybe in a case where there's an element of psak and there's no svara, that maybe what woman would be shev. Yes, Michael, go ahead.
Doesn't the Rambam say that you need smicha in order to be able to give psak?
Rambam says you need smicha, yeah.
So then how could a woman give psak if she can't get smicha?
First of all, we paskin again that a woman is possible of Dayanus. That's what I'm saying. All the Rishonim, except for that Tosis and Baba Kama. Because we paskin that second day in Tosis and Yuvamis, that any type of configuration of Beis Din, right, requires an odd number. A woman is psula of Dayanus. I'm just saying there's one sheet in Rishonim that says she's okay.
That's negative, Rabbi.
You're saying that one sheet in Rishonim, how could it be? You don't give smicha. I mean, according to that one sheet, how would Tosis and Baba Kama say a woman could paskin, you mean? She doesn't have smich in me. Okay, maybe Tosus holds. Maybe Tosus holds in Yevamis. There's a Tosus in Yevamis that holds. How do we have Geris Bizman Azeh? You need smicha from Moshe Ben Andan. He says, Shlichu Sayakov Din is a Din Diraisa. Right? She says, Shlichu Sayakov Din is a Din Diraisa. But if you deal with an individual Rav who's not a Beis Din, a woman who's an individual person, right? Maybe she doesn't need smicha to Paschim. See, Tosus holds smicha is an ingredient of Beis Din, not a license to Paschim. The Rambam holds that smicha is a license to Paschim. So maybe that Tosis Baba Kama that would allow a woman to be a dayan, she doesn't need smicha. You follow me? It doesn't make any sense because you're allowing a woman to be a dayan. Why? We just said that Tosis says one of the ingredients of a what? Of a Beis Din is you need to have smicha, right? So Tosis holds a, I don't know, it's a good kasha. According to that, I guess Tosis would say you're allowed to do it. But I say we don't paskin like that. We don't paskin like that one day that a woman's kshera la dayanus. Okay, we don't accept that. That's why a woman can't get smicha these manas. But I would imagine you'd have to say that you could. Yeah. If according to that one day, we don't postulate. So this is the Shugel Torah I want to bring out, okay? I think it's very interesting because it's really the flip side of what emerges from our Tosos. Because our Tosos says, Shmuel and Nachat say two is good and call it Torah Kula, and my Kiyum Shtar is what? Kiyum Shtar is special needs three. If you'd asked me, based on this whole Shugel Torah, I would have said what? If anything, Kiyum Shtar is where there's no psak, only requires what? Only requires two, right? Yeah, where everywhere else where you need a psak requires three, right? I would have said pum fakir, and that's bared out by that first Tosin and Yevamis, first Teretz and Tosin and Yevamis. By a theoretical category where there's no psak, an even number would be okay. Maybe even two would be okay. Maybe you'll say Rebbe four. I don't think so. I think that Tosin is willing to say two would even be okay, because the Gemara was pilpling. How do you know three for chalitza two? And you have to add on the svara to come to three. Master, you don't have that svara. You go back to two. So I'm just saying, it's very interesting what comes out from there. Okay. That's what we want to bring out this chiddush. One last point, and then we'll stop. Okay. Tomorrow, Bez Yashem, I want you to take a look just tomorrow. If I'm not here in the beginning of Seder. Tomorrow, I want you to do the first line of the Mishnah on Membezim and Aleph. Okay. First line about Shutfin. Then I want you to see Membezim and Beis, the first three lines. Okay. And then the last line, Me'idin Zelazet. The last line of Membeis until the word Sefer, Shiny Sefer Torah Lishmiyako in the middle of Mem Gimel and Aleph. Okay? So you got that. The first line of the Mishnah, Membeis and Aleph. The first three lines at the top of Membeis and Beis. And then the last line from Membeis and Beis until the Sefer Torah Lishmiyako. And the Tosos here about Nogei Bedavar. So we're going to talk about tomorrow the Sugya about the Sefer Torah with Nogei Bedavar. Okay? But let's just close with one more Nakuda, and that is as follows. If you go back to the Gemara, Daniel, what did Gemara say? Rava said, if you want to ask me a kasha, ask me a kasha. Kinin bifnei shtayim, you don't have to say kasuvu, right? He said, if it's like a meisa beis din, you require three. If it's not like a meisa beis din, then why don't you have to say kasuvu? Yeah? Okay. Why don't you have to say kasuvu? So it's interesting, as follows. When you say ein tzarich lomar kasuvu, let me ask you. Let's say an issue comes up. You know, they're doing a deal, Kenyan suitor, and the fellow who was supposed to get the item, either the buyer or the person recipient of the gift, says, I never got it. You know, we made it Kenyan, you're supposed to give it to me, I never got it. The giver, the seller, the one who's gifting, says, what are you talking about? I did. That's equivalent to parati. Now, we always know that parati is not believed lo neman neged shtar. You have a shtar. Now, let me ask you. Since there's an automatic shtar being written here, stam ksiv l'ksiv, stam kinyan l'ksiv omeg, let's say it hasn't been written yet. Do we view it as if it's been written, and therefore parati would not be believed? You follow what I'm saying? Parati is not believed against a classical shtar. But here, would you say that the shtar is so automatic, since there's a chiv to write it, that I would say parati negative shtar would not be good? So this is a very interesting discussion. And if you look in the Rambam, in the end of Perek Zayin Hilchos Tovim V'Nitin in the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Ayin Tes Sifkan Chav Tes, Shulchan Aruch writes, Kol Maisa Bezdin, came into the Ksiva Omeid, Ein Yochol Liton Parati. Okay? So I want you to get this. Any Kenyan, Stam Kenyan, even though it hasn't been written up, we treat it as if it has been written. And Parati is not believed. And also by any Maisa Bezdin, even though it hasn't been written up, the Psak, we treat it as if it's been what? Written up, and Parati would not be believed. This is what the Rambam and the Mechaber write, Befeush. And the Shach argues. The Shach in Choshen Mishpat Simenai in Tes Sifkan Chavtes thinks that it's wrong. And he quotes the Ramban here in our Gemara. He writes that it's wrong. He says that you are believed to say Parati. You are believed to say Parati against a Maisa Bezin. Okay? Parati is the Mechaber. So let's write it down. Mechaber, if you have Parati, Neged, Maisa Bezdin, that hasn't been written yet. So the Rambam and the Mechaber say, you're not believed, because we choose who's been written, Lo Neman, and the Shach says from the Ramban in our Sugya, you are Neman. Because he says, a Maisa Bezdin is not like a Kinyan. By Kinyan, we say, Stam Kinyan L'Ksiva Omeg. And we treat it as if it's been commanded the cost of Domi. Parati wouldn't believe. On Maisa Bezdin, we don't. On Maisa Bezdin, we do not treat as if it's been written down until it's actually written. Okay? Till it's actually written. And therefore, till it's actually written, Parati would be believed. This is what the Shach writes, the Befeirush. The Shach says you are believed. Okay? However, the Shach does write that if Bezdin would say, listen, we want to write something down, right? If they say that what? If Bezdin says to him, Befeirush, that they should write it, if Bezdin directs Adim to write it already, then already, what? We'll treat it as if it's what? Been written down, like Stam Kinyan K'siv Omeg. What we're talking about, that there's a machloik, is that Bezdin hasn't directed anyone, or addressed anyone, or commanded anyone to write it down. But they made a psak. So, do we assume it's written down or not? Rambam and Mechaber say it does. The Shach says it's not. The question is, to what degree do you equate a Maisa Bezdin to a Kinyan? To a Kinyan Suter? Kinyan Suter is automatic, he's not written down. Without any addressing. So, do you say a Maisa Bezdin is like that as well? So, the Rambam and the Mechaber say it is. The Shach says not, unless the Bezdin already have addressed them and said, please write it down. Okay? So that's an interesting machlokes that emerges here. And the pashtus is that it depends on the fact that there's a kol. Why do you say, since Stamel Ksivakai, there's a kol? Maisa Bezdin, as long as they tell the guys to write it down, it's a kol that goes out as well. That's only if they told the guys to write the Bezdin. That's only if the Bezdin told the guys to write it down, then there's a kol that comes out. So this is an interesting interplay. Daniel, when you read the Gemara, Hechi Dami, is it like a Maisa Bezdin? You know what I mean? Is it not like a Maisa Bezdin? You hear what I'm saying? If it's like a Maisa Bezdin, see, the point of reference is it Kenyan like a Maisa Bezdin? Maskanas of Gemara was, I was just thinking, is that it's not like a Maisa Bezdin, and the reason why you don't have to write is Tam Kenyan L'Ksiva Omeg. So if you took the Gemara, let's say Bedavka, and it says Lavka Maisa Bezdin Dami, Tam Kenyan L'Ksiva Omeg. Maisa Bezdin might not be on that Madrega, so if you'd asked me, I would have said like the Shach and the Ramban that Lamaisa, you are believed, because it's not literally, right? A Maisa Bezdin is not literally like a Kinyan, correct. Only unless the Bezdin directed the guys to write it down. Because the only time that call comes out is when they directed it, when the Bezdin already said, verbally, articulated, we want you to write it down. This is what we want to suggest, okay? So this is the Chiddush. We want to see what the Rav's Pshat, the Kim Shtar, based on that whole Ritva. That's where we open the door, that Ritva and Ksubis. How could the Rabbanu Rach, how could the Rabbanu Rach holds like Shmuel? What about Chatzif? Maybe they don't hold it's Chatzif, or maybe it's only Chatzif when they're voting. And you had two. But when there's no Masa Mat, when there's not voting,
It's not chatzah. That opened the door to the whole mahalach that we said, but we're pointing out that whole mahalach is really pumfakir of the Tosis. Because Tosis was Nachman and Shmuel hold too, but Kim Shtaris is in a league on its own. And that was the whole sticker of the Torah we said in the beginning. The two reasons, the Tosis are being sauced in one another. One is Mepin Lok Sun as the top Tosis we did yesterday. And this is MVPA, because they're two different tracks. And that's highlighted with the different types of what? Kim Shtaris. The first two deal with Kabbalah Zaydis. The issue is MEPA. The third Rosh Hashanah starts, there's no Kabbalah Zaydis. What's the issue? The PM flow and peak sava. To the degree that the small rights, that you don't even need three by Hashanah starts. Amazing. By Hashanah starts, you don't need three. The Shach says it's against the Gemara, because even the fellows that recognize need a third guy. But I'll be smart, we would have said like the small. It's not true. Number one, you could say like the Shach, low plug, you need to have three. And number two, you need to have three. Because there's an issue of Mipim blowing big sovereign. So to get out of that problem, you need to have three. Okay, we'll stop here, guys. Have a good day. And that's what we'll do tomorrow. We'll do Chumash. Okay, so tomorrow will be the last day of this month. Of Shir. Okay? All right. Proud of you guys. Everyone have a good day. Good to see you.